Cats Community and Conversations, a weekly podcast dedicated to Medicine Hat and the surrounding area, hosted by Linda Tooth and Michelle Marshall. Stay tuned for more. Jello, Linda.
Good afternoon, Michelle.
How are you?
My socks don't match and I have no earrings in today and it's Friday.
Well, that's okay.
Fuck, I'm a mess.
You gonna be okay?
But I'm having watermelon slices.
And not like real watermelon, like no, we're talking candies.
They're kind of addictive. Yeah.
They are.
And you get them at the Dollarama. Shout out to Dollarama in case they'd like to sponsor us.
Thanks, Dollarama. Welcome back to Cats Community.
And Conversation. I'm a little bit feisty.
I know, me too. My tummy hurts and I'm mad at the government.
Well, I'll tell you what, the government's sure on a roll in this province.
Holy fuck.
I got to get off the tights that Taylor Swift wears and put down my phone. Oh my God.
So we've
had quite a week.
We have had quite a week. So late last week, Premier Smith announced this new policy they want to introduce into legislation.
Yeah.
Over trans kids and
trans rights,
which is a bunch of fucking bullshit, if you ask me.
Well, we didn't, but thank you. Don't hold back.
Okay, don't hold back. I won't.
Yeah, no, it's created quite a shitstorm in this province.
It really has, because they're implementing things that actually infringe on human rights, on our Canadian human rights, the Charter of Rights that we have in place.
Yes.
Because the big thing that they're talking about is parental rights, and that they want parents to have rights over their children.
Right.
However, there is no such thing as parental rights.
Over children.
Over children. There's parental, what did I hear it was called the other day? I can't remember.
Like guidance, how you should raise your child.
Exactly. You need to feed them,
house them, clothe them,
provide them support, affirmation, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Nowhere in our legislation or our human rights does a parent have the right to determine whether or not a child can receive medical care.
And what your child should be called.
Yes. And this is what they're trying to implement.
Yes.
So really what it is they... If a child wants to change their name, for example.
But not do it legally.
But not legally. This is just to be called.
Called or something different.
They need parental consent.
Yeah.
There's no puberty blockers available to anybody. Is it under the age of 16?
I think so, yeah.
Or 15?
15 or 16 in that age group, yeah. But it's a 2-year waiting list to get them.
Exactly. And they also cannot obtain top or bottom surgery until they're 18 years of age.
We don't do that here anyway.
We don't do it anyway. Like, there's no medical profession that's done it, or there's no history of it. Well, no bottom. Now, there has been top surgery
has been done.
But it's also not been studied or identified if it's for transitioning as a transgender or if it's for other reasons.
Right.
So, what the actual fuck is going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, she's been slapping her hands. She is wired. Yeah, I'm a little concerned. Actually, I'm really concerned because I've had conversations, which I've been writing about, conversations with parents whose children have identified as a transgender male or transgender female. Mm-hmm. Concerned, yes, very much so with the parents. And I didn't realize until I spoke with one parent that it's a 2-year waiting list to get in to see somebody at the Medi Clinic up at the Children's Hospital in Calgary.
And
so just for Danielle Smith to say, we're going to block it, you can't have this treatment. Well, they can't have it right away anyway. There's a 2-year waiting list.
Well, and what's really funny is Premier Smith said, oh, it's quick. Like transitioning is a quick process. And that is absolutely false.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is there a waiting list,
there's
a long process to go through psychologies, through medical doctors, all of it.
Right.
And even, I think it was the Pediatric Society has come out and said, these policies are ludicrous.
So my take on this whole thing is that once again, she's trying to create a division in this province.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to do that with having Alberta opt out of CPP, and now she's doing that with this whole transgender rights? What are their rights? Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have rights. You're taking away their rights. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? All they want to do is be called something different.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I made reference to it in an article I'm writing, but at 14, we are allowing people in this province to get a driver's license.
Right.
Go ahead, operate a motor vehicle at 14. But all student A wants or student B wants is to be called something different at school.
Yeah.
Their safe space.
Exactly. And, you know, their home might not be a safe space mm-hmm. for them to be able to get that parental consent.
Right.
So that leads to even more body dysmorphia. Mm-hmm. There's higher rates of suicide now, sort of thing. And it's these policies, I feel like, are more damaging mm-hmm. than anything.
And, you know, it was interesting because Premier Smith was in town at the Medicine at Public Library last week.
Yes.
And people were so angry and got up and left and were screaming that children are dying. People mm-hmm. are burying their children from suicide mm-hmm. because of this whole transgender lack of understanding from people, this lack of acceptance. Mm-hmm. These children don't know what to do. They're harming themselves. They're cutting themselves. They're killing themselves. And they just want to live their life as they see fit. They're not comfortable being who they are. They want to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. And they're not getting the support from either A, their home, you know, from the adults that they trust. They're not getting support from them, maybe not from the schools that they go to. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying, no, you can't do that. You're going to be this name and that name only.
And it, in my opinion, the government has no say or no point of view when it comes to my personal health.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't, it should be that way for everybody. The government cannot dictate mm-hmm. how I maneuver my health journey.
Great word, dictate, because our good friend who I'm dying to meet, I say she's our good friend, I haven't met her yet, but I've put a request in to meet her, but Dr. Roberta Lexier from Mount Royal University wrote mm-hmm. an article in the Medicine at News yesterday called Trans Rights Are Human Rights, mm-hmm. a great article. Everybody, if you haven't taken a look at that and you want to know more about it, please take a look at Roberta's article. You can Google it and it will come up.
We'll also put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, so you that's can a great idea. Take too. A look at that article because she has written some very powerful, words and, mm-hmm. Dictator was certainly, one of the themes that came out of that. That's that we're living in that sort of mentality again, and we can't go there.
And you're absolutely right. I also believe that this is to shift focus mm-hmm. away from the important items that are really going to impact Albertans.
Yeah.
Talking about the potential droughts that are coming in the summer because we're not getting the moisture that we need.
Right.
Potential wildfire issues. There's still wildfires burning in the province as we speak.
Unbelievable.
I know. There's like 56 or something crazy. Like that. Who knew? Again, the CPP debacle that she's trying
here
to push,
we go.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there is a ton of issues.
Mm-hmm. Homelessness.
The state of the economy. Inflation.
Medicine Hat doesn't even have a mental health office anymore.
Yes.
Canadian Mental Health Office is gone.
Yes.
All of these things are going on, and she's worried about what some kid wants to be called at school.
Exactly. It seems so fucking stupid. And this is mm-hmm. the government that we somehow, this province, elected in.
I didn't either. I didn't vote for her.
I mean, if you can tell. I don't know if you can tell that or not. But even back to the town hall, what was disappointing is they wouldn't allow it to be recorded. Mm-hmm. It was pre-selected questions that were asked.
Yeah.
And then after, you know, there was a uproar about this not being recorded mm-hmm. because it's a public forum.
Yes.
There was it was a miscommunication. I call bullshit. Mm-hmm. You're trying to steer the narrative.
Yeah.
And you are not listening to this province
That's
and the
right.
people that put you into power. Mm-hmm. Well, I shouldn't say that. she's listening to the Take Back Alberta
yeah.
rhetoric that's coming out of whatever group who, what is it, David Parker, who's the leader of that bullshit.
Oh, Lord.
And not listening to the actual fucking people who vote her in.
Yeah. And that's a shame.
It is
a shame. It's actually a crime.
It is a crime.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I think there's petitions and stuff going around, but how do you get this office? How do you get this leadership out of office? Because I really don't feel that they are providing what Albertans need.
I don't have an answer for you.
Can you recall that? Like, can you recall? Like, you
I don't
can
know,
do
but
a
we can recall a mayor.
You can recall a mayor in a municipal government. Does that mean you can recall a premier?
I don't know.
If anybody knows,
reach out.
Reach out to us.
Michelle Marshall.
And Linda, too.
Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the state of this province. I'm concerned about what's going on. I am concerned that she's not listening to the people. She represents this area, mm-hmm. yet not a good representation, not listening to the people. It's all this conservative bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to suffer. Kids are going to suffer.
They are.
More parents are going to be burying their children.
And that is really heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. We've seen, one person identified at the meeting that he knew of two people. Mm-hmm. That's two too many.
It is two too many.
You know, and these kids are suffering. And really what they want is they want to live their life. They want to dress the way they want. They want people to call them by a name that they want.
Just like you and I want to be seen, they want to be seen.
Yeah.
And they want to be heard.
Yeah.
And they have every right to be seen
or heard.
Mm-hmm. Just like any other person on this planet.
They do.
And until the government realizes that and gets their fucking grubby hands out of healthcare.
Oh, people, look
out. Then... or out of individuals' healthcare journey, then mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm at a loss, but I'm really fucking pissed off about it. I don't know if you can tell.
I can tell you are a little feisty and spicy. Wow. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when the legislature goes back
mm-hmm.
at the end of this month. It's not going to be a good ride.
Well, and it's really interesting because Smith has been asked several times,
uh-huh.
where's the research?
Yeah.
What studies are you referring to implement, mm-hmm. or what medical societies or groups have you connected with to determine that this is a safe policy to implement as legislation?
And what was her response?
She has not given a response. So this is a personal agenda mm-hmm. based on false or misinformation.
Right.
It is not based on facts from the medical experts and science.
And again, Dr. Roberta Alexier makes mention of that in her article.
Mm-hmm.
People, honestly, if you haven't read this article, you need to take a look at it. It was in the Medicine Hat News on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't mince words in that article.
She does not.
She's my hero.
She is my hero. I give her major kudos for speaking her truth and speaking such powerful words in support of trans rights.
Right? Yeah. And she's got the background. She knows what she's talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, right. Well, all right. Rant over.
Oh, folks, I don't think it is, actually. I think she's just taking a breath.
It's probably not.
Did you have McDonald's?
No, that was from a while ago.
Oh.
It's just in my recycling.
All right.
Sorry,
folks, I was distracted by the golden arches over there in her box. I was like, wow.
Stay tuned because, I mean, after the AGM that happened, I think it was late last year for the Conservative Party, there was about 30 unique and crazy policies that they want to implement. So, you know, if you have a chance, maybe do some searching on that and educate yourself. See what they're asking for in legislation and then actually do some research yourself.
What were they asking for? Do you remember? Because I haven't seen that list.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I'd have to go back and reference it because I don't remember. But it was like, I think it was 30 or 33 policies that were really on the fringe.
Okay. Like way out there.
Yeah. Anywho.
Oh, people. Well, I hope everybody's doing well.
Yes.
When I go home today, I'm going to put some earrings in.
Good. So
yeah.
You don't feel naked.
I feel naked.
Do you really?
I do. Well, my hair, I got my hair cut short.
And it looks phenomenal.
Thanks. It's my kind of Halle Berry look.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have like naked ears.
We got to get those ears covered, I guess.
I know. I'm going to have to actually bring some extra ones to work and put them in my desk just in case.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, I think
so. Have a little jewelry chest.
I've got one at work or at home. I could bring it here and just leave it here.
Perfect.
With my diamonds and whatever else. My Walmart earrings, people. Let's not get crazy here. I almost felt like running over to Walmart and buying some earrings today, but I didn't.
Good. Good for you, Linda. Right. It's okay.
Anyway, yeah. So we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Hopefully with Sam.
Yes.
I emailed him. He has not responded.
Sam, if you're listening, we're waiting on a response from you, my friend.
Rude.
Stay tuned. We're still early into our third season, yeah, and we've got lots more coming up. So, yeah, just stay tuned.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.